Karen, I don't know if you echo my sentiments about January. It's been a long one, hasn't it?
Don't get me started, John. I don't even know what to say about it, but she's been downright offensive.
She has been.
And we're done.
And we're done. Exactly. So yeah. You're right. We turn the page tomorrow. It's February. That's only 28 days, right, this year? Huh. Yeah, it's not 29. And then we're into March, and then we're flying.
Yeah, we're almost there.
We're almost there. Karen Gertner, what is it that you do? Remind people.
Absolutely. I'm a real estate tax attorney, primarily in Cook County. I help property taxpayers appeal their property taxes, which means I fight on your behalf to save you money, typically before you've paid the government. We are taxed 1 year in arrears, so the goal is to get your appeal in before you actually have to pay the county.
Right, because once you get the bill, besides a few exceptions, you're paying that bill.
You are paying that bill. Sometimes there's a chance to get a refund, but you owe that. And unless you want to pay penalty interest and then start the process of being afraid that they will auction off your property because of back taxes. So, yeah, you want to do what you can ahead of everything and hire someone or do it yourself to get in there, file an appeal, and do what you can to save yourself some money before you're looking for, you don't have any answers or help.
Karen, how many people out there look at the bill and go, oh, this is too high, I want to appeal it, but when the appeal letter came, they threw it away and didn't think anything of it? That's got to be most people, right?
99.9%, yeah.
Right, because the appraisal, the appraisal is what the, what do you call that first letter that you
sure.
get?
Sure, in Cook County we call it an assessment.
Assessment.
Your assessed value.
So you get that assessment letter and you go, okay, I'll throw it away because it doesn't look like real numbers. It doesn't tell you what you're going to owe on it. It just looks like gobbledygook.
Right. I mean, that you say, oh, okay, I doubled, whatever, that maybe that is what I'm, you know, what I will be assessed at, but you don't understand that that means what you paid for the year prior will likely double too. It's all kind of a special calculation using a state equalizer and your local tax rate to give you an idea of what you really will pay based on that new assessment.
My question is, should, I mean, I know this would do good business for you, but just generally speaking, should every single person that gets this letter, the assessment letter, talk to someone or look into themselves on appealing that assessment?
The only people I would recommend not doing something, which would just be a free phone call with someone like myself, would be someone who has something called a senior freeze. That is where you qualify because of age and income. You don't really want to appeal your assessment unless you're planning on selling your home and you'd like to make it more attractive to a buyer because you won't see the value of a reduction. Other than that, I don't make any money unless I save someone money. And I would take a look at your case. Each case is its own individual, so I can't really give broad statements that qualify to everyone. And again, only if you were, for some reason, underassessed would I recommend also staying hidden until your next assessment period, every 3 years in Cook County.
My guess is not many people are underassessed, but could you tell them that on the phone call or in your best guess? Hey, let's not touch this.
Sure. So let's look at, you know, maybe your purchase price, or I pull comparable properties for your particular property, and I see that you're at the top of the list because everyone else is paying more than you. Unless something's really wrong and you need to be prepared that you've been underassessed and something crazy, which is like 1% of the time, that I would say to you, we have to tell the county so that you don't get hit with this massive bill next year.
Mm-hmm.
If you're slightly underassessed or nicely underassessed, we'll call it, we kind of keep you hidden.
Yes.
There's nothing to really say.
Nothing wrong with that. They'll find you.
Yeah.
They'll get theirs. Don't worry.
They always seem to.
Yeah. We're talking with Karen Gertner, Gertner, right? Did I spell that correctly?
That's me, yeah.
Okay.
Karen Gertner.
We got a question from Ron. Hi, Ron. How are you?
Hello, John. Karen, two questions. What would you say is the percentage of people that make an appeal that are successful? And my second question, what could probably be a couple of reasons why appeal has been successful. Thank you. Thank you always, John.
We love you, Ron. Ron's one of our frequent callers. Those are two great questions.
Those are two great questions. Okay, so let's see. Personally, I believe last time I checked, my firm was around 87% of the success rate in reduction.
87%?
Well, hold on.
Okay, sorry.
Let's break that down. So the current Cook County assessor is not necessarily generous with reduction. So I would say the last data I saw, about 12% of all appeals filed at the first level of appeal receive a reduction. That's not just my office. That's everyone. We also have a second level of appeal. These are separate offices. This gives you two chances to file. That is the Cook County Board of Review. That's really the last several years where we've been seeing, everyone's really been seeing more movement in terms of getting a reduction.
Okay.
So, as I said, this is all that I do. So I thankfully make my money just doing this and offering, I only make money if I save you money type
right.
of process. So it's my interest is in saving you money. The second question, please forgive me, Ron, what was it?
It was basically what makes an appeal successful?
Sure. So what I do is a little bit difficult. Sometimes I can have the strongest piece of evidence. You recently purchased the property. You have an appraisal. We submit all of our evidence. It's very strong. And for whatever reason, the analysts at the assessor and or Board of Review don't agree with us. At that point, we start discussing what to do at a state level. You can still have a great case and not get a reduction for whatever reason, and it's pretty frustrating. So nothing's 100% guaranteed or always makes sense in what we do.
Right.
So that's when we start talking state level appeals. At that time, we're discussing, because they take so long, we'd be looking for a refund from the state rather than a reduction in your tax bill before you pay it.
Karen,
are options available.
Yes, and you guys, you walk people through it, which I love. Gertner and Gertner.
We have to. Yeah, thank you.
And we're getting a lot of questions here on the text line. And by the way, someone shouted out Ron for always have good questions here on WGN. He does. We love Ron. He calls in probably every other week already, and I always move him to the front of the line because I'm like, oh, I hadn't thought of that question, Ron. Don't take my job from me, but you're great. The 708, I think they're talking about maybe the do-it-yourself route, which I always appreciate you say, hey, if you're able to do it and you can dedicate the time and the resources to do that and that's worth it to you, do it. The 708 says, if your appeal fails, hire an actual appraiser to take the appraisal to the Board of Appeals. Is that a route you've seen work for people?
No, that is not a route that I've seen work. People have filed their own appeals at the state level using an appraisal. I personally will not take a property to the state level without an appraisal, but I have not seen or heard of anyone hiring an actual appraiser. And I believe you do, if you are incorporate in a, you know, a company owns your property, you do need to use a law firm to file on your behalf definitely at the Board of Review, not the first level assessor, but definitely the Board of Review.
Did I say state in there? I was just talking about the Board of Appeals. I think that we were talking about earlier.
Yes. I'm sorry. No. So you definitely, if you are allowed to file an appeal. So they have a slight rule, not a slight rule. They have a rule for the second level, the Cook County Board of Review. If your property is owned by a company, you must hire an attorney.
Okay. But not just actual, just everyday people.
Everyday people, you're welcome to file on your own.
And I guess then my question, sorry if I'm asking this twice and I'm being dumb here.
No, I love being clear. So let's do it.
So why wouldn't it work if I just hire an appraiser, that appraiser goes, here's the value of your house. And you're like, well, that's way less than what you're saying it is. And I just bring that to the Board of Review. That doesn't work?
It might. But we hone in on exactly what the board is looking for. We pay attention to when our evidence deadlines, our filing deadlines. We will take it to a hearing if we need to. This is all that we do. So
right.
We've perfected the system of getting a result.
Yeah. No, and I get that. It's like, hey, if this is all you do, maybe you're retired and you want to appeal this yourself and you got time to do it. I always like how you're like, go for it, right? Everyone should
do something. Even if you're not retired and you want to try it, I think that you should. I've spoken to people and I recommend that they, you know, give it a shot. That have, but they always kind of end up back with us because We seem to get a little bit more than they would have if you're doing it yourself. Sometimes you can go to the Cook County Assessor or your local assessor and have them help you pull comparable properties. I believe even the Board of Review will do that for you. However, it's, you know, not always the... Sometimes we have to pull pieces of evidence that are a little bit outside of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And we do see results with that.
Cool. I want you to talk about how much and how you get paid, but I want everyone to keep an open mind for your first number you're going to say, because there's a caveat to it, as I remember. So how much do you make off of someone if you win their case?
Sure. So with a single family residence, my fee is 50% of the first year's tax savings. That only focus. So if you were reassessed in 2024 and we file an appeal and we get you a reduction, your reduction should remain in place until you are reassessed in 2027. However, my fee only focuses on the first year of that savings.
Right.
So you want to be very careful.
Yes. Well, some people say 50%. They're like, oh my goodness. I know another place that does 30%. But if they do 30%, and I've heard of that, and they do it on every single year you get benefited from that, it actually is way more than what you end up charging.
So much more. And there's fine print. And I've seen people have sent me their previous attorneys or previous firm's fee agreement. And you do have to be very careful with the language in it. And you want to make sure, you know, we can always discuss your fee if you're really afraid of it and you have a great case. And I want to help, you know, I want to help you. That's my goal.
Right.
You know, I'm not stuck at that number. That's my standard fee.
No, don't sell yourself short, Karen. I'm just saying that. Look at the whole thing.
If you get like I said, every case is different. So if I save you $500 in estimated taxes, you owe me $250. However, your savings are actually $1,500 because it's $500 for the all 3 years of your triennial.
That's the point I wanted to make, is that the next 2 years you are good. You don't have to pay you. So
no, I'll do it for free. Don't just give me a call.
No, you should earn it. I mean, I guess what I'm saying is that...
I have to pay people, too, you know?
Exactly. And there's different, like, firms that do other great work, too, but if they take 30% every year, that's more than 50% the first year. I hope that makes sense to people. Katie, let's get your question, and then maybe we can get the answer before the news. Katie, you're on WGN.
Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. What's your question?
Okay. I'm driving. I'm going to actually just take you off Bluetooth, if you don't mind, for a second.
No, that's fine. Actually, we're kind of coming up on the news, so Katie, why don't you hang on the line and get yourself situated, and we'll be safe about that. Karen, we're going to take a break. You can hang on a little longer, right?
Absolutely. All right, thanks, John.
Yeah, and what's your phone number you want people to reach you at, by the way?
312-782-9222.
One more time.
312-782-9222.
And you can just Google Gertner and Gertner Attorneys at Law. It's Gertner and Gertner LTD.com, which can be a little clunky to remember, but Gertner and Gertner, and you'll be able to find it. Karen with a C. Karen Gertner joining us from Gertner and Gertner. They do property taxes appeals for Cook County and some commercial work as well outside of Cook County. Karen, a lot of people have been texting in about property taxes just being too darn high, and of course they are, and of course they've gone up a lot. Someone asked, you know, why it isn't tied to inflation. And it's, of course, because it's based on your home's value, which doesn't necessarily have anything to do with inflation. And in fact, for years, Karen, and this is what I'm ultimately getting to, and then we'll get to Katie and John's questions. You know, for years, Chicago, when they ranked the top 20 metro markets and home appreciation or home prices year over year, Chicago routinely, for well over a decade, was number 20th. And, you know, that was better for our property taxes. Our home values were not escalating. It was worse for equity, right? Or if you wanted to sell your house, you didn't make as much on it as if you had bought that house in a different city. For the last couple of years, Chicago has been at or near the top in home prices going up, which is bad for property taxes, but great for equity in selling your house. It's a double-edged sword, isn't it, Karen?
It's a double-edged sword, and at the end of the day, you're always going to pay the government, unfortunately. It seems to be the case.
But it's important to remember the other side of things, too, right? And that, you know, if you're just in your house and you're never going to sell it and you're never really going to tap into that equity, then yeah, paying a higher property tax bill, you don't care really what your house is worth. You're just paying the pain right now.
You are. I mean, I guess I can't, you know, to defend the assessor, you have to have a system that prices, that taxes you on a system for everyone, and that is the fair market value of your property. And just because you're not moving, no, it doesn't seem fair, but if it could in an open market get that amount, then that is the fair market value at which they're assessing your property.
There's even been discussions I've heard on their social media accounts of at a certain age, you should just have to stop paying property taxes. Why is it sometimes as much as your mortgage? And like, I get that that makes us all feel better that at a certain age, you've paid your property off. Why would you have to continue to pay property taxes? But it's like the only way to support the society that exists around you, and you benefited for your years. Maybe you live in a good school district and you pay a lot for the schools out of your property taxes. Maybe your kids went to schools, or maybe you didn't have kids, but you still had a home value that rose because of the resources that are available around you. And unfortunately, that just means we're going to pay our property taxes till the end of time. And Karen, I don't see that changing anytime soon.
I don't either. And as far as, you know, what I'm here to talk about and what I do are very different from what is also a legislative issue in terms of increases. You know, I'm here to help people within the existing structure of our system and help you get it down in the way that's been set up by our state and our county. Unfortunately, the conversation about tax rates and, you know, equalization factors is one that's beyond, you know, my pay grade.
Oh, Karen, come on, get into the pool with me. Take a stand.
You know,
no, I'm just kidding.
Unlike most people, I don't actually double dip. I'm not a lobbyist and an attorney, but I maybe I'm missing the boat on that one.
Or you're not a legislator and an attorney, which has,
right.
could be a whole other thing that people have already been pointing out on the text line about some certain individuals who have worked in as both appeals attorneys and legislators themselves. We have a bad history of that in our city and state.
We have a bad history of that, and it's not just the property tax appeal attorneys. It's unfortunately throughout government.
Yes.
You take a closer look, right?
We'll leave that where it is, Karen Gertner. Suffice to say, the one thing you do is help people out with their property taxes. Okay, Katie, I'm so sorry we held you longer than I wanted, and then I went on a diatribe. My apologies, Katie. What's your question?
Quite all right. My question is, I'm in suburban Cook County. Is there any advantage to combining PIN numbers? We have two for our entire property.
Sure.
Is there any advantage?
You want to be careful, without knowing specifics about your property, you want to be careful that doing that doesn't then change your classification of your property and cause you to have different comparables, which may increase your price per square foot of assessed value. So that would require taking a closer look at your PIN numbers and seeing what that looks like if we did do that, if that changes anything. The Cook County Assessor has specific classifications for property types, and that's what we're looking at when we're filing appeals. We file an appeal based on size, condition, location, and classification. So you want to make sure that this doesn't bump you into something else.
Is that something you can help out with, Karen?
Absolutely. So that would be something that someone, myself or one of my paralegals, if you give us our information, give us a call during the week, we can take a closer look at that for you and see if we see anything up front. Besides that, I don't have a specific amount, but there is a fee with the county for requesting a PIN consolidation if you did decide to move forward.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
And what number Katie reach you at, Karen?
Absolutely. 312-782-9222.
Okay. And we'll go to John on WGN. Hello, John. How are you today?
Hi. Good afternoon. Question for you. Wasn't sure if this is something you can help me with or not, but I turned 65 in October of last year, and my wife would turn 62 in March of this year. Is there anything I can do to help lower my taxes? Must go over when I saw my current tax bill.
Yeah, for your property tax you're talking about, John, specifically?
Yes.
Okay, Karen, is there any senior discounts or anything that people can do?
There are. There's two things available for people that are 65 years or older. One is just the senior exemption that requires you to be 65 or older. The other is the senior freeze exemption, and that has an income requirement and the age requirement. The income requirement for the senior freeze exemption, they are actually, for the first time in a long time, increasing the threshold. It's going from a total household income of $65,000 a year to $75,000 a year. So it will take everyone that lives there that you know, files taxes, their income into calculation when deciding whether you qualify. And all of this can be done by you with the Cook County Assessor on their website.
And when we say income, we're talking about all income. So if you're just a senior and you're like, well, I'm just on Social Security, I'm under that threshold. But if you're also taking an RMD out of your 401k and you X, Y, and Z, these other streams of income, that all counts as quote unquote income as a senior, right?
Yes. So your gross income. And if you have an adult child, for instance, living with you that has a job, hopefully, they could throw you out of that bracket as well. So I have seen people lose their senior freeze because of that. So it is something you want to be careful with.
Okay.
And you want to try to remain in it, because once they freeze it, even if your value goes up, the calculation when they do your taxes should remain around the same amount minus the ever-changing tax rate and equalization factor.
So senior freeze or senior homeowner's discount. Do both people have to be 65, or is it just one person that has to be 65?
Just one person, as long as it's your primary residence.
And that's John. And then the third way, I guess, would be like everybody else. Use you to appeal the tax.
Correct. That's a separate conversation. Filing an appeal to reduce your taxes. And I do have people, before they apply for the senior freeze exemption, we do also sometimes file an appeal, because we want to get your assessment down as low as possible before they freeze.
Oh, that's interesting. So if you know that maybe you're at a certain income level that is going to be below that threshold, we're going to freeze it. Let's not freeze it where it is right now. Let's see if we can lower it before we freeze it.
Absolutely. Let's see if we can freeze it before. Let's see if we can lower it before you freeze it. Also, if you're going to be reassessed soon, that is something you want to jump on. You don't want, you know, south suburbs are being reassessed in 2026, so we're still waiting for that calendar to open. But if you if you're turning 65 and may qualify for the income requirement of that, that is something you want to pay attention to before you're reassessed for the triennial.
Okay. Speaking of, like, the calendar of all this, Cook County is confusing because I get reassessed, I think, every year in DuPage County, right, Karen?
That seems to be the case.
I think so, yeah. You're like, I know Cook County.
Sometimes it happens in Cook County. Sometimes it happens in Cook County. It's supposed to be every 3 years. You are going to be reassessed every 3 years. But sometimes there are special assessments and people are receiving off year. But the county is broken up into three sections. There's the north suburbs, there's Chicago, and then the south suburbs. And you are, every 3 years, each section is reassessed.
Okay, let's say I'm confused about everything you just said. And I'm like, I don't want to wait for this letter. What if I throw it out? I don't know. Can you guys, like, kind of just help people keep on this schedule?
100%. Once you sign up with my firm, you return our documents, which are typically for residential properties, three simple documents that you just need to sign and date. Once you're in my system, we take care of everything. So you don't have to keep an eye on that. We know when your township opens up, we're in charge. You've hired us to take care of the rest.
And doing that, just even letting me know, okay, this is the time, here's it is, or here this letter's going to come, you still have not charged me anything to do that.
You only hear from me with an invoice if I save you money.
I like that.
Thank you.
Karen, I don't get why every single person in Cook County doesn't just call you and get on your...
Well, I mean, I agree with you, John, but I think it's kind of like a head in the sand. There's a lot of people, they don't want to deal with it, and sometimes it's too late, and I'm just constantly preaching, like we've talked about before, and I'll say it again, do something. Do something for yourself. You know, do it yourself. Hire someone. Just give it a try and see how it goes. We may or may not even save you money. If not, you owe me nothing. If I can't get your taxes down.
Yeah, and if you are someone that just missed it and you're like, I can't believe it. I paid this bill. It was so high. I know I'm getting, I don't want to say a word here. But Karen, follow up with you even anyway so that you make sure you don't miss it the next time.
Right. We're sending out 2026 documents right now. We haven't even gotten 2025 results from the county yet. So Cook County's frozen, essentially. We're waiting. The treasurer is not releasing money for some reason. The county is still, they reopened, so then they got delayed with the second level. They're processing all of these appeals for 2025. We still actually have some townships that are open for 2025 to file an appeal. So these are the taxes that you will pay in 2026 There is still time for several townships to file a 2025 tax year appeal.
Yeah, and if anyone got lost in that, although you explained it well, Karen. No, I'm not judging. I'm serious. Like, just
no,
call you. You'll
this
explain
is
it
why,
to
this
people.
Is all that I do.
Yes.
Right? So. You have to be good at, you know, I can say, like, I'm only good at one thing, so I made it.
Well, like, we're the exact opposite, Karen, because as a host, I have to kind of, like, be a little bit knowledgeable. No, I'm not good at it. No, but it's, like, an inch deep, Karen. You ask me, like, three follow-ups about anything, I'm like, I don't know. But
well,
you
doesn't love a surface?
But you dig deep on this one thing. You're like the hole of the where the Chicago Spire was supposed to be built along the lakefront. That's just this deep hole in the ground. That's you, Karen. Boy, that's...
I have to. If I don't do it right and I don't do it well, then why do it? So
well said.
This is all... Yeah.
Okay. Give the number out one more time, and then we're going to take a break. And if you don't mind, a couple other texts and calls, okay?
That sounds wonderful. 312-782-9222. Karen Gertner, we have an office downtown in the Loop on Madison Street.
Okay.
312-782-9222.
All right. Get those questions now. We are off the air at 3 o'clock. Do not call me at 258 saying, oh, actually, I have a question for Karen. I just thought of think of it now during this commercial break. And call us, and Karen will answer to the best that she can. Text line blowing up, Karen. Someone wants to know, what are the average savings when appealed? So you said 87% roughly you get a reduction in how much people pay. I imagine it's all over the map, but like, can you guesstimate kind of how much you might save someone, generally speaking?
Really no way to give out a general number because it's based on your market value of your specific property. Single family homes, I've seen everything from $200 a year to $15,000 a year.
Whoa.
Yeah, so there's a range there. It's hard to really quantify what you're looking for. It all depends on your specific property.
And you went through all the effort for the house that is $200 a year, which means you get paid $100?
That's correct, yep.
But you do it with a smile anyways. You help someone out.
You never know. That's part of, it's kind of like a gamble, unfortunately. We do everything that we can for you.
We have so many people texting in that they are not in Cook County, Karen, and they wish they could use you as a service. And they're asking for other recommendations, which I put you on the spot one time to ask you, and you just said there aren't a lot of people that do it quite like you do it, and you don't want to just say some names out there for McHenry or DuPage County.
I don't have anyone. I know. I'm so sorry. Even since I was last on, I tried to, you know, ask around, look around, and I still don't have anyone that I personally know of or vouch for.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
I know. That's okay. Well, you leave us a little unsatisfied, but I'd rather have you do that than make up a name or just give it to someone that you don't really know and that will do the job that you kind of do.
Unfortunately, it's a different system in the collar counties than Cook County. It's its own kind of machine here that a system's been set up, and we don't really get that same movement in the other counties.
Oh, wow. A machine in Cook County? No, why? I never.
No, never. I didn't mean it like that.
No,
Thankfully, there is. Look at this. There's, you know, an opportunity to do something to reduce your taxes that
may not be
available.
So
elsewhere.
You're actually giving Cook County a thumbs up that there's actually a mechanism to fix this.
Yeah. You know what? I am. And I love Cook County. I think that there will always come a time where, you know, we can always do better. But I think that, you know, there's value in where we live. Right. So I think they mean well.
Yeah. There you go. Let's go to Chuck on WGN. Hello, Chuck. What's your question for Karen?
Yes. Hello, Karen. My question is, if you're making, I'm a single man, I'm making under the $7,500 through pension.
$75,000, yep.
And Social Security. And then I have stock investments, but I let that money roll over in the same stock. Does that eliminate me for having a freeze on my taxes of the house or not?
So you're talking about like unrealized gains in the stock market, Karen. That's not income, right? Not yet.
Right. I don't believe so. Again, this is something that you need to apply for and ask of the Cook County assessor. But that $75,000 is for 2026. So you would apply for that in 2027. The $65,000 still remains in place for 2025, and they haven't opened up the window for 2025 exemption freezes yet.
Not to put you on the spot, but if your income did suddenly go up, do you lose that or do you have to
you
tell?
You do.
Okay.
Yeah, you lose it, unfortunately.
And do they just know because you file your taxes and then they go, ping, that's not, you don't get this anymore?
They seem to, yes. Okay. That's what I've seen.
Yeah, so Chuck.
And you have, I'm sorry, you have to apply for it every single year to keep it in place.
There you go.
You have to prove your income, forgive me, you have to prove your income every year to the county.
Yeah,
in order to keep it.
Chuck, my guess would be that if it's just in your E-Trade or in your stock and you're not realizing the gain yet, that's not income yet. And that would, my guess would be that wouldn't be part of your income, but you can ask the Cook County Assessor to be sure. But then if one year you had to take it all out and you made money on your stock and you now all of a sudden have that as income, then maybe you don't get it that year, which could be an interesting look. Talk to professionals about this sort of stuff, because maybe then you take it all in one year and you then you lose. I don't know. Anyways,
right,
I'm over my skis
still
now.
You get that senior exemption, though, that doesn't have the income cap. So it's a little bit of money, not much, but it's a little bit of a savings.
Jim's got a question. Hi, Jim. You're on WGN.
Yes. I'm wondering how important it is to get the Cook County Assessor to actually admit verify that my house has always only had three bedrooms, but it states that it's a four-bedroom house.
Oh, interesting. Like in a listing or like when you look it up online?
Well, I look at the, I forgot how they describe it, but the Cook County Assessor's historical information about the house.
Ah,
they have the lot size correct. They have the square footage of the house is correct. But when it comes to the number of bedrooms, it's always stating four bedrooms on their information. It's
sure.
Always
so that's
stating
actually
four
pretty
bedrooms,
insignificant.
It's never had four bedrooms.
All right, Jim. Karen, go ahead.
They're focused on square footage. So that's a minor detail in terms of your assessment. You can request that they provide a field check, and they can verify that, but it really doesn't matter.
Really?
As long as your square footage.
The number of bedrooms doesn't matter that much in an assessment?
No, because we're looking at a price per square foot when it comes to an appeal and it comes to an assessment. So we're looking at everything's done by your square footage.
Interesting. But like if you were to sell a house that was a 4-3, at least, and I could be wrong, the same square footage as the house next door, but that's a 3-3, wouldn't the 4-3 get more? Or maybe not. I guess I don't know.
It should. It may. But in terms of assessing the property, again, everything's done by a calculation of the price per square foot.
Okay.
So that's not, yeah. And if they have you classified correctly in terms of the assessor's classification, then they're comparing you to properties of similar value. So if your square footage is correct, they're not going to do anything really about it. I request changes and when there are actual errors in square footage, and I often don't get it.
All right, we got 20 seconds left, Karen. Do you do commercial property? Yes, right?
100%. We do commercial, industrial, large-scale apartment buildings. That's what our practice started on and remains the foundation of what we do. It's easy to answer questions for residential over the phone.
Yes, very, very good. Phone number one more time.
312-782-9222.
It's Karen with a C, Gertner. You can Google Gertner. Take care, okay?
Thank you, John. Have a good day, everyone. Stay warm.
You too.